Hi guys, welcome back to episode 19 of a podcast because nobody asked for it. I'm joined today by a good friend of mine and also a yoga and meditation aficionado, Mr. Ryan Flores. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, man. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So I wanted to have you on today to talk about yoga and meditation because it's my understanding that you've kind of just now gotten into this, and I want to talk about your journey with all of this. So how long have you been doing this?
With yoga, I've been practicing for about 2 years. It was spring of 2017 that I really started getting into yoga. And meditation is like kind of a supplement or like a complement to yoga. And right. So I didn't do it at the beginning. Like I didn't start meditating. I'd say I've probably been meditating faithfully for about a year.
Okay. What made you get into 2 years ago? Why did you just go, I'm going to do yoga?
Yeah. So a lot built up to it, I guess. So in 2017, I had just graduated right around this time
from college,
springtime. Yeah. I just graduated from undergrad and I had no idea what I was doing, like with my life, like what is next? You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. I have a degree, supposed to go get a job.
Yeah.
You think you're going to go get like a
scary,
right? Yeah. It's scary.
I'm approaching that
into the real world. Yeah. You know, yeah. So yeah, you'll know what it's like in a couple years, but I just started getting deep into self-help or self-development.
Mm-hmm.
And I read a book by Jen Sincero called You Are a Badass. And this book changed my life.
Yeah.
I do have to backtrack a little bit though to get there to reading the book. I was listening to a podcast, ironically, Road Trippin' with Channing Frye.
Oh yeah.
Rich RJ, Jepson. Yeah. And Kyrie was on there a lot.
Okay.
And huge LeBron fan, huge Cavs fan. I love Kyrie. And he had really been getting deep into self-help also, like same time. And so he talked about three books that he recommended to read. One was You Are a Badass, which I ended up reading. Courage by Osho, who's like a guru philosopher. Mm-hmm. I'll get into him a little bit later. And another book. I don't remember what the other book was. But I ended up reading those two. And when I read You Are a Badass, it's all about, you know, believing in yourself, loving your life. And so I really started buying into that, figuring out how can I make my life the one that I want and be happy with it and not see, you know, all the outside stuff, all the stuff on Instagram, all the stuff on TV, the stuff that you like are drawn to and think that is happiness and just creating my own.
Mm-hmm.
And yoga was a big part of that. So one day I was just interested in it more from like the physical aspect of it, you know, exercising. It's good for the body.
Yeah.
You
I see have all a comment about that yeah, later. Yeah. Oh, I don't want to interrupt. Go ahead.
Yeah. But you see all these girls and older women too, that do yoga. They live by it. They swear by it and their bodies look great. And they look to be in good health, right? So I was like, you know, at the very least, I'll get that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started, and within a week, I felt the difference in my body. Like, I had been done playing baseball now for, like, 2-3 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Out of college, not playing anymore. And so the way I was using my body wasn't the same. Like, I was working all day long.
Yeah.
And so I'm at a desk. It's just, like, the same movements. My body's
taxing.
Exactly. Yeah. My body's not moving. So within a week, I could feel the difference. Like I could feel my hips open up, my legs feel more loose, my core is straighter.
I was just gonna say loose, like your whole body, you feel more loose.
Yeah,
just
absolutely. More limber too. It's like it's a strength that comes with it though. It's like a, I don't know, like a rubber band almost, like a really thick rubber band. You know, you pull it and it's got the give, but it's also very strong.
Yeah. Well, my comment to that was a few years ago, I think my junior year of high school. So when I was like in the thick of playing baseball every single day, I barely had any hamstrings left. I kept shredding them. And I would go to the physical therapist and they see me do some stretches and they're like, you are not flexible at all. You need to do yoga.
Mm-hmm.
And so for a quick little spell, I was pretty good about doing yoga. Just like I would set up the Apple TV and just before bed, I would just do like a little 20 minute nighttime session.
Yeah.
I swear to God, it was the best night's sleep I ever had.
Right.
And it's like, I have asthma and that's been well documented on this podcast, my struggles with asthma, but it does wonders for my breathing. Like when you can just, at the end of the day, you just put a pause on all stresses. There's that clock I told you about.
Mm-hmm.
You put a pause on all stresses and you just focus on breathing. So was that your thing too? Like, do you just do it at home? Do you go to a studio?
Yeah. So
that's the beauty of it. You don't need to.
Yeah, you don't need to go.
As opposed to maybe 5-10 years ago, it's like, I want to do yoga, but I got to join a class. I got to go to a studio.
Absolutely.
You don't even need to do. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're expensive, right?
Right.
Like, so majority of the classes you go to be like, I don't know, $50, let's say, a class. Not a lot of people have $50 right. to just throw out and
especially,
imagine.
Or for let's say our sake, students.
Exactly.
I'm not going to do a $50 membership. Yeah.
Exactly. It's expensive. Yeah. Or, you know, $50 a class, $200 a week, whatever it is. But the beauty of our generation is we have YouTube, right?
Right.
And so when I started, I was just like, okay, I don't know how I'm going to do this. I went and got a mat from Ross. Mm-hmm. And then it was just on YouTube. I looked up YouTube for beginners and there was like a plethora of videos.
Right.
And so I got connected to this channel. The girl's name is Adrienne Mishler. And her channel's named Yoga with Adrienne. Plug for Yoga with Adrienne.
I think that was who.
Yeah, it probably was. It probably was because she's very, like, she has 4 million subscribers on YouTube.
Right.
Anyway, her practices are very, very comforting.
Yeah.
Very.
She speaks in a very soft tone. And it's just like the nighttime yoga I did, that before bed where you're just laying down, stretching. It was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And the big part of it is your breath, right?
Yeah.
Like being able to slow down. When you slow down your breath, it's almost like you can slow down time a little
bit.
You reduce your anxiety.
Yeah.
Stress levels come down, whatever. But yeah, going back to her, I started watching her videos, did a 30-day yoga challenge that she has on there. And from there is history. Like I just got hooked. And I'm not going to say that I've done yoga every single day because I haven't. There have been weeks where I'll go without doing it. Yeah. I'm going to the gym more often, whatever
it is. Life gets in the
way. Exactly. Yeah. But always going back to it whenever I feel myself getting really stressed out or life is becoming too much. If I go back to doing yoga or if I sit down to meditate, it's like self-auditing, right? Like just stop for a second, breathe, and then you can look at life with clear eyes, which is like in yoga, it's like Vipassana is what it's called.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
We just did a meditation, which is the first time I had ever meditated. So I want you to kind of... Because obviously, if you're listening to this right now, you didn't know that. We did a 5-minute meditation thing, just pulled it up on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of want you to walk me through the process of that. You start your day every morning with a 5-minute meditation, or does it vary?
Yeah, it varies on the day. On the weekends, I try and meditate for like 10 to 15 minutes. If I have a lot of time, I'll do like a half hour.
Okay.
But yeah, Monday through Friday, I wake up and then I'll turn on, I'll go through my morning routine. I turn on my shower and then I hear the water running. And so I'll do guided meditations like we did right now sometimes, but I'll just sit there, I'll focus on my breath. And then if I can't focus on my breath, if my mind is going a million miles an hour and I'm just thinking, then I bring myself back to the water, hearing the water.
Okay. So that's a good, like a kind of a home base, I would say.
Right. Yeah. Cause in meditation, it's what it's focused on your breath or it's focused on something. So like if we stopped right now, like we could focus on the sound of that fan.
Right. And just for a minute, hear the fan.
Mm-hmm. And just listen.
Oh,
just
I like
breathe
that.
And just breathe. Yeah, so it's something to help you bring you back when it's getting
hard.
Because not all meditation is easy. Like,
no.
It's no magic pill. You're not going to sit down and meditate one time and be like,
especially when you're doing it for the first time. Like, you're just, your eyes are closed. And because I remember when we just did it, for the first few seconds, it's like, my eyes are closed. Like, okay, how do I, like, get the full experience? And you just have to really work on just focusing and just tuning everything out.
Mm-hmm.
And we did the guided meditation where we hear this guy and you just, that's all you hear is his voice.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very cool.
I
love that. So I totally lost my train of thought.
You're good. Going back to that though, like just piggybacking off that. Yeah, when you start, it can be very daunting. It's like, am I doing it right?
And that was my question. Right. How do you know you're getting like the full experience of it? Like, how do you know you're not doing anything wrong? I don't know.
Well, I think that us as human beings, we're very hard on ourselves. So we're like, oh, I didn't do it right.
Yeah.
Or like in yoga too, like, oh, my body doesn't look like her body. I'm not doing it right. But you are, like, going and practicing is enough. Like, you're taking that first step to make your life better and taking the time for yourself. Like, so you're loving yourself in that moment. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to breathe. I'm going to listen to my breath. I'm going to calm myself down because I love myself. And I know that at the end of this, something good will come of it. Like when you were done or when Connor was done, like you guys looked like in a different state, right? Like more calm.
I was ready for a nap.
Exactly. It just like mellows you out.
Yeah.
And so you're able to take that into different interactions, interacting with different people and, you know, just be the best version of yourself.
I like that. And I think so many people can learn from that, myself included. Like take 5-10 minutes out of your day, whether it be morning, night, lunch, whatever, and just reflect on you. And you know, you can get lost in the outside world and not realize that you're kind of harming yourself. Just take 5 minutes,
100%,
and look out for yourself and care for yourself and your body. I like that.
I couldn't agree with that more, especially today with all of the media that we have like at our fingertips.
Right.
You could take 5 minutes and be on Instagram, but it feels like 30 seconds.
Right.
Or you're on Instagram scrolling and it's like, oh crap, it's been an hour. And I've just been watching like random videos, right?
Yeah. It's noon and I'm still in bed or something.
Exactly. Yeah. So being able to take that time for yourself and kind of audit and realize like, okay, are the things that I'm doing in my everyday life aligning with what I want to be in the next, you know, two, three years, whatever. My big thing is always just trying to get 1% better every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you get 1% better every day at the end of the year, you're 365% better than you were, right?
Yeah, you're good at math.
Thanks, man.
So while we're talking right now, we're in a pose called the Lotus, right?
Lotus pose, correct? Yeah.
Okay, so Padmasana. What does this do? This is new to me. This is otherwise known, because obviously you're not watching us, as crisscross applesauce.
Crisscross
commonly
applesauce.
Known. Yes. So what is Lotus? What is Lotus do?
So Lotus is like the flower. Like our hips are opened up like a flower.
My hips are burning.
Yeah. Right. Yes, yes. I told
I'm
you.
Not very flexible.
It's not easy, yeah. But after you do it, you know, time after time after time, they will open up. You'll get more strong. But it is meditation pose, what we're sitting in. That's what it is, right? You can start a lot of yoga practices like this, but this is where you come to be, you know, with yourself, just in a nice, comfortable seat. And the goal of it is to keep your chakras aligned or keep your spine aligned, because posture is very
big
in yoga.
Yeah, I can feel myself. As this episode's gone on, I'm kind of slouching and like putting an elbow on a knee. That's bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's not easy either.
No, man. Yeah.
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 Yeah. So.
So you meditate every day. How often do you do yoga?
Oh man, I try and do my yoga every day. If not, if I don't do it every day, it's at least 5 days out of the week, at least Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm. Saturday and Sunday, I always try and do like an hour long practice, something where I can really just spend some time, not go to the gym, just get all my physical activity through yoga. But during the week, I'll do like 20 minute, 30 minute, 15, whatever I can get in, just depends on the day. The big thing that Adrian talks about is finding what feels good and listening to your body. Mm-hmm. So that's what I try and do every day, because you know, you only have one body.
Yeah, it kind of goes back to what you said. I don't look like her. She, look how she looks. It's what your body, listen to your body.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what does your body want? Yeah. Yeah. So if I want to go and do a, you know, a vinyasa every day, which a vinyasa is like a more high, upbeat, more weight loss focused practice, I'm going to be done, you know, complementing that or supplementing that with my gym. I'm just going to be done. So there's days where I'll do a stretch, or I'll do like a long, you know, 12 minute meditation, whatever it may be. It's just listening to what I think my body needs that day.
How flexible are you?
I don't want to make it seem like I'm this, you know, yogi that's
he's
been
doing
practicing
this podcast
for
with his legs over his head right now. He's on his stomach.
Yeah. I hope everybody gets them into picture. That'd be awesome. But, oh no, man, I wouldn't say I'm super flexible. I wouldn't say I'm above, I'd say I'm about average flexibility, especially with all the real yogis out there, stuff that they can do. But I can tell you that I've gotten a lot more flexible in the last 2 years. Okay. Like I can do a lot of things I didn't know.
That's
I could.
Progress. That's 1% better.
Exactly.
Yeah. Is there a certain like mindset that you would try to achieve when you do meditation? You talk about focusing on the water, but is there a certain mindset where, you know, like, I got a good meditation in today.
Yeah. So like just the one that we finished right now, just sitting there with you guys. And I mean, I love to share this with people. So when I was working at GCU, we had a mindfulness truck come by and we did these meditations like similar to what we did. We would do them for like 15, 16 minutes and someone would guide us. And so I brought as many coworkers as I could with me, and just, it's awesome to share with people and see how it affects them as well.
Yeah.
But you know, going back to your question in terms of mindset, I just try and go into it with loving myself and coming out a better or in a better mind state than I was before. So I can't say that I go in with like, oh, I'm gonna kill this meditation, because that's not what it is, right? It's me sitting there. It's me watching all my thoughts go in my head and realize like, what am I thinking about? Where am I focusing on? You know, where's my perspective right now?
Yeah.
Do I see life as amazing, or am I yearning for something that is material that really isn't gonna equate to happiness?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I go in there, put my work in, similar to like a professional athlete puts their work in, and know that it's going to compound and build over time. Yeah. And ultimately I'm going to be a more centered individual as I do it every single day.
Yeah. Is it normal? I'm wiggling my toes for my legs to, I think they left the match. They're not responding.
They fell asleep.
I think they fell asleep. They're like, why are we moving like this?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, get comfortable.
I'm gonna get comfortable. I'm going to listen to my body here.
There you go. Find what feels good.
Yeah. Have you seen, I'm going to cheat too. I'm going to lay
it's all
back
good.
On this.
Yeah, I'm gonna lay it back too.
Yeah. Have you seen Happy Gilmore?
Yes. Okay. Plenty times.
Yes, I would hope so. When Happy is told to go to his happy place, right, and he imagines like that's how he has to make a putt. He has to go to his happy place. What's Ryan's happy place?
Man, I'll give it to you right here, very vivid. So, last summer, we were at Disneyland. I'm an avid Disney goer, Disney aficionado as well.
You have a tattoo,
well.
Right? Yeah.
Multiple.
Yeah.
Anyway, love Disneyland. It's like, it is my happy place, right? Mm-hmm. But one time Morgan and I were waiting for the, we're waiting for fireworks or something on Main Street. And so I told her, I was like, I'm just going to sit here, like where everybody's sitting down on Main Street. I'm going to sit here. I'm going to meditate for 5 minutes. Just get me when 5 minutes is up. And so I did. And just that feeling was like the closest thing I've ever experienced to Nirvana. Like, it was amazing. I can close my eyes. Like, and if I meditate and I try and focus on it, I can take myself back there and hear the sounds of Main Street, hear the people talking and mm-hmm. the music playing. And like, that is like my heaven on earth, I guess.
Yeah. I'd so say. I think a lot of people think like meditation is silence. In a place like that where it's Disneyland, you know, there's obviously going to be a lot of outside noises and distractions. So what was that like? What are you focusing on in something like that?
Yeah. I do recommend meditating in silence, because that's where you're really going to be able to audit what you're thinking about, because there are really no distractions. But there, I I've meditated in places that are noisy whenever I need to do it. Mm-hmm. But it's just realizing where you are and what is around you, letting what is around you be, and just observing, right? So my eyes are closed. I'm by myself in my mind, but I can hear and feel everything around me, right?
Yeah.
And so just
it's like you're a fly on the wall.
Exactly. Yeah. It's exactly that. I'm sitting, I'm not hurting anyone, I'm breathing, my intentions are good, I'm just focused on myself and kind of just feeling everything going on around me, right?
Yeah, that's cool. I like that. I would say mine, it kind of relates to that. Going home to Michigan for 6 weeks every summer is nice.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you don't obviously know many people there, so it's just like you're doing your own thing. You're 2,000 miles away from home in reality, and it's just quiet. And this summer, actually, I had a bit of some girl trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day in Michigan, what I would do, my grandparents, where we stay, they live in like a little neighborhood. And it's they live in a little circle, and that circle is a half mile. So every night I would walk 2 laps and just do a mile, and I would listen to music. Sometimes I wouldn't, or just like hear the sounds of nature. Like you hear birds chirp, and you're right. Just focusing on your breathing, listening to some music or whatever. And that was probably the closest thing of just being like, oh, this is a way to like just get the weight off my shoulders, just
decompress.
Yeah, that was the word I was looking for. Decompress and just take care of myself. Yeah.
100%, man.
Yeah.
And I'm a big believer in meditation not only being in the form of sitting in lotus in a quiet room and focusing on your breath. Mm-hmm. It could be, like you said, walking and listening to music and observing the earth around you, which is beautiful, right? Mm-hmm. I think that's a big thing. Us as human beings, we need to try and connect with the earth more. You know, it's this beautiful planet that we have the privilege of living on, and we treat it like crap. I don't want to go too far the other way.
Yeah, that's a whole
different. When you're just like that, just going back to that, hearing the birds chirp, like feeling the wind on your face,
stepping on a leaf,
exactly,
hearing like it crunch.
Right,
I like that.
Small, beautiful things in life, right?
Yeah. I was disappointed in myself today. I've been watching basketball for the last 3 days. Watched it all day today. It was such a nice day out. It's like 75 degrees. Mm-hmm. It's sunny, and I just took 10 minutes out of my day and I just sat on our hammock. We have a hammock outside. I just closed my
eyes.
Subtle flex.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I have a hammock. Yeah, the same thing. It's just like pause social media and pause your phone and pause everything just for it and take a few minutes. So, I don't know if I chose to do that because I knew you were coming or if I was just like, hey, get off your phone. So what happens if you go a few days without meditating? Do you feel off?
Yeah, man. When I was transitioning jobs, it was happening a little bit. It was kind of throwing me off of my daily routine, this new job, and so like I wouldn't find time to meditate or whatever it is. And if I don't meditate for like 3 or 4 days, I'll feel myself start to get more stressed out, more anxious. Little things that normally don't bother me when I'm meditating every day will start to bother me, and then negative energy just continues to pile, and then I'll get to a point where it's like, oh, like I feel stuck, I feel trapped, and then I go and do a meditation practice or yoga, and it's like it resets everything. Mm-hmm. Like it's that feeling of like just this big sigh, everything is good again. And so it's like I like to think of it like as my spinach, like for Popeye. Like it's I pop it in or I meditate, and then it's like I'm a superhero. I can be the best version of myself, I can be good to people. And I feel better, and little things around me aren't gonna bother me.
What's a little thing that would bother you if you didn't meditate?
It's not necessarily little, but mm-hmm. I'll give you an example. Last week, I had just put new tires on my car, mm-hmm. and I was like, sweet, new tires, don't have to worry about anything.
Yeah.
And Monday morning, I'm going to work. It's only my third week at this new job, and the tire's flat. Mm-hmm. And so, that could easily ruin my day,
yeah.
right? And I could carry that on to the rest of my day. Instead, I had meditated. I had been in a good place. I just took a deep breath, and I was like, okay, it is what it is. I sat down. I called the place where I got my tires put on, and they said that they'd have it towed. Long story short, it ends up working out the best that it could. They take my car. They give me an Uber to work, give me an Uber back there at the end of the day, and it was, like, not even a big thing, right? But I stayed calm.
Yeah.
I didn't freak out and, like, start cussing and thinking, oh, I got to pay for this new tire. I got to do this. I just paid for all this stuff.
Yeah.
And I just trusted myself. I trusted the universe that everything was going to be okay. And it ended up being okay. It ended up working out the best possible way. I didn't have to pay for a new tire. They took care of everything. So
yeah, people, because I work at the coffee shop, you know, people, like, they'll come in at 8:00 in the morning and their day is ruined and
yeah.
they're mad.
Yeah.
People like that annoy me.
Right.
I think happiness is a choice.
Yes.
Of what you can control, obviously. Obviously, some people may not be as fortunate enough to, but happiness is a choice. If it's 8:00 in the morning in your case, or it's very early in the morning, you got a whole day ahead of you. You know, it's one minor thing that you let, Maggie's interrupting us right now. One minor thing that you let us, that you let, like, control your day and mm-hmm. control your mood,
mm-hmm.
which just, it bothers me.
Right. Yeah. yeah. It's like, okay, so did you have a bad day, or did you let 10 seconds of somebody upsetting you
exactly
give you and build into the rest of your day? So it's all perspective, man. I think about how, like you said, a lot of people are easy to take the whatever negative is going on in their life and then running with it and being yeah. more negative. Oh, this person's out to get me.
Pity parties too.
Exactly. Yeah. yeah. People yeah. like to feel bad, but it's because it's harder to make the choice and think, okay, everything in my life is the way it is because of the decisions I've made.
Right.
I can control my emotions.
That's exactly.
I can be happy if I choose to be, if I choose to focus on all that is good in my life. It's really all about perspective. And I feel that meditation and yoga have helped me gain a state of gratitude to where I'm there more often than not. And when I'll feel myself get out of it, I'll feel myself, something bad happen and then something else bad happens, and then I'm going down the rabbit hole.
Tumbling a little bit.
Yeah, because it's easy.
It's
easy to do, and we're human. We're not perfect. Nothing's ever mm-hmm. not always going to be happy, but just allowing myself to feel emotions. So like in that scenario where my tire's blown, I'm feeling upset, mm-hmm. but I'm not going to become my emotion. Right. I'm not right. going to become upset. I feel it, and then I have to find the solution.
Yeah.
Right. Focus on
so
what's
inspired.
Good. Yeah.
I feel good. Like I've learned so much.
That's what I try and do, man. I just don't try and share what I can with people.
So you talk about, I mean, this whole podcast has been the benefits you've seen from doing yoga and practicing meditation and stuff. What other benefits? Maybe something you haven't spoken to yet. Hmm. What else have you noticed that, wow, I feel better because of this?
Yeah. Well, just, and I don't know what your audience is like, but I'm about to get real personal, guys.
Okay.
Just thinking about the way that I grew up, like going through traumatic experiences and having, being a kid that was like very stressed out, very anxious, very on edge.
Mm-hmm.
And I lived a majority of my life like that. But once I was introduced to meditation, yoga, and began to do it more often, it's almost like I was able to get rid of all those things without necessarily going to therapy, which therapy works for people. I'm not going to say that it doesn't,
mm-hmm.
but I was able to really focus on myself and then get to this mind state where I realize, hey, you know, you can control your life. You can be whatever you want. You can be happy. You know, no one and nothing can affect you unless you allow it to. So that's my big thing. I always realize, like, if someone says something bad about me, well, that has everything to do with you and nothing to do with me. You know, not that I don't care what you say, but I don't care what you say.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So
many people can learn from that.
Yeah. I feel
like I'm learning from it already.
Good. Yeah. Good. Yeah. And that's the big thing. I would say that, having gone through like spouts of depression, that's been big for me. Like just being able to identify when I'm feeling anxious, mm-hmm. and having something to combat it. And the same thing with feeling depressed, feeling down, having these tools to help me get out of it and focus on, wow, life is amazing. Because the last 2 years that I've really made this change in my life, I've become so grateful. And like, I wake up and I look outside and I look at the mountains and I look at the skies. And I'm just like, wow, like it's a miracle that I'm alive.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Here,
this is so beautiful.
Yeah. I think so many people can learn from that and kind of a snowball off of that. I always think, going back to customers at work, when they say stuff like, oh, I've had a horrible morning, whatever. I think that, you know, and they, a lot of, because here's what happens. A lot of the times they take it out on us because it's kind of sad. Mm-hmm. They have a bad day at work, have a bad day at home. they can just yell at the local barista who has no effect on their life. I want to tell someone so bad. If coffee is the biggest stress in your life right now, damn, you have a very good life.
Right.
You know, and it's, yeah.
That's so deep. Imagine if you didn't have clean water to drink or you didn't know where your next meal was
and
coming
from. And you're upset that there's a little too much vanilla in this coffee.
Exactly. Exactly. Uh-huh. And that's what it comes down to, man. It's all about perspective. That's that's first world problem. Uh-huh. Like, there's too much vanilla in my coffee. Man, uh-huh. I'm lucky I had $4 to go buy myself a coffee.
Exactly.
There's people in Indonesia making clothes, making $4 a day.
Yeah.
Like, let's just be real. We live in such a amazing country with so much opportunity and so much
resources.
Yeah, resources that... And granted, not everybody is living great. There are people in poverty and stuff like that. I'm not trying to diminish any of that, but we all have control of our mind, our attitude, and how we go out and greet the world. I'm big on that. What you put into the universe is what you get back. So
I love that quote. Yeah.
If I'm putting out positivity, love, happiness, I'm trying to make other people's lives better. I'm being honest. That's what I'm going to get back, right? So that's kind of just how I try and live my life. I just try and flow and trust that, you know, the cosmos are working for me and not against me.
Last thing I have for you, and you've kind of, this is kind of like your conclusion paragraph of your essay.
Sure.
So I want you to complete this sentence. Listeners of a podcast, because nobody asked for it, should do yoga and practice meditation because
they love themselves. Mm-hmm. At the very end of the day, I believe that in order to love anyone, and these are those cliche quotes that I'm giving,
but it's is absolutely true.
They're so profound. That's why they stick along for generations and generations. But if you can learn to look in the mirror and love who you are and love the life that you have, you can love anybody. You can do whatever you want. You can truly feel and be happy, because all of these things that we see on TV, all these things that we aspire for, like wealth-wise and status-wise, are so temporary, right? But if you can find happiness within your soul, find yourself, you know, bring mind and body together, what is yoga, you know, you're going to reap benefits and, you know, get 1% better every day and be able to attract more people in your life that are trying to be better versions of themselves as well.
Yeah,
I've noticed that me working on myself and loving myself first, which sounds narcissistic, but I don't care.
No.
You know, I have to do it in order to be able to love my family, to love my girlfriend, to love my friends, to give you guys the best version of me and be there for you the way that I want to be. Mm-hmm. And so I think there are so many benefits with yoga and meditation. Don't be discouraged. It's not easy in the beginning.
And like you said, listen to your body.
Listen to your body and remember that anything in life worth having, you have to work for, and that includes happiness. And I feel like these are two major contributors to happiness. And for anyone listening to the podcast that, you know, wants to try, just give it a try. YouTube is amazing. Mm-hmm. There's so many good things out there. Check out Yoga with Adrian, or
I can vouch for it as well.
Yeah, Jason Stevenson, I think is his name, the guided meditation that we did.
Okay. Well, I hope people listen and take your advice, because I'm definitely going to do it. Ryan, thanks so much for coming
on. No problem.
I had a blast talking with you. We got pretty deep.
Yeah, absolutely. The best conversations are deep conversations.
Yeah, that's right. Well, thank you so much, Ryan, for coming on. That is it for episode 19 of A Podcast, Because Nobody Asked For It. We will talk to you later.